שב הכסף. The Mishnah says, "Shum kesef, shava kesef, that you pay shava kesef." So the Gemara has to explain what these words mean. The words themselves are not a complete sentence. It's alluding to something. So the Gemara goes through a whole arichus, which we're going to learn. It's hard to figure out the havamina. At the end, the Gemara says we're talking about yisaimin. We're talking about being teveh from yisaimin. And once the Gemara says it, it's like it opens your eyes. Oh, we're talking about yisaimin, so everything is good. But until then, very difficult to know what the havamina was. And it's Hashem, we'll try to follow how the Shach explains the havamina of the Gemara. But the Vayla, let's go through the Shach of Ataria, and then we'll try to figure out what's going on. Shava kesef, the Tana Rabbanan. Shava kesef malame, she'en bezdin niskakim, elo nechasim she'esh l'machrayis. That bezdin only forces a person to pay karka. Avalom kodim nizik, v'tafas metaltalim, bezdin goy v'loy mehen. If the nizik is tafas metaltalim, that helps. But bezdin doesn't make a person pay metaltalim. So it sounds from this braisa like if a person has karka, he pays karka. If he doesn't have karka, then he's potter. Then there's no mischaivus. Of course, that can't be. You're not potter if you don't have karka. But that's what the words of the Gemara sound like. So Gemara explains. Only karka, my mashma. How is the word shavakesef mashma? They're referring to karka. So Gemara tries. Amar Abba Barula, Dover Hashava Kol Kesef. Something that's worth any price. My new Dovishain Loyano. And therefore refers to Karka. Avad Mishtares Nami Ein Lahem Aino. Now, before we go weiter, we have here in the Gemara something that we had mentioned once earlier. That the Dinim of Aino, which prohibit a person from charging a shtus more than the price for something that he's selling. And if you do, it's a mekartos. Those dinim do not apply to karka. Einoi no le karkois, that for karka you could charge any price you want. Taisus says, davar hashave, Taisus says up to 50%. Lav dafka, the yesem apal g'yesh lo meino. So Taisus says when you sell real estate, you can overcharge by up to 50%, and that's not I know. There's no issur. And the Gross says that the Rif and Rambam hold even more than 50%. That there's no din I know on karkois, whatever price you charge, there's no din of I know le karkois. The question is, why should this be so? Why should there be no Ainoa for Karkois? Does Rashi bring? Why does no Ainoa for Karkois? Rashi doesn't say why. Rashi brings from Bav Metzia Dafnan Vav that there's no Ainoa for Karkois. We don't have a pasuk there. That I know is only on something that's knit me, that's, I think there's a klal prat to klal. It's mamay karkois, that karkois are not included in dinei I know. Now, the truth is that there are two ways you can understand what ein I know la karkois means. You can understand this is xeris hakosav. Ein I know la karkois. Just like the Torah said in Aveira, you're not going to cheat somebody by more than 50%. By more than 20%, shtus is 20%. But karka, you're allowed to cheat someone. I hate to use the words. It's hard to say those words. You're allowed to cheat someone. You're allowed to charge them more. Is it cheating someone when someone comes into your house? He says, "How much?" And you ask him for 50% more. It's cheating him.
Maybe not so much market. Yeah. Maybe to him, this is worth more. He wants to live there. He wants his property.
But if that's the Peshat,
to him is worth more.
See, that you could understand. Either you can understand it's Gezeres HaKasu, or you can understand that's the mitzvah of karka. Real estate is something that to this person it's worth this amount, to this person it's worth that amount. It's not, if somebody's buying a tape recorder, so you don't buy this tape recorder, you buy a different tape recorder. There are many tape recorders available. Karka, if you want to live in a certain place, so you're very limited. The location is, there's only one piece of karka in every location. You can't get a different piece of karka and move it here. So it could be that it's a mitzias of karka. The karka has no set price. And no matter what you charge, you can't say this, like, no matter what you charge. Or else, a person could understand there's a gzeres hakasev, that there's no way no other karkas. It's a straight out gzeres hakasev, and there's nothing to do with the reality. Even if in reality you're cheating the person. So the stipler has a piece in Masechtas Bechairis, Simin Yud Aleph, Anai Noah. And the stipler takes the position, the chiddush of the piece is, that the reason Anai Noah Lekarkois is because it's a mitzias. That real estate is such a thing where it is no set price for real estate. You can look at two houses that seem identical, that are very close to each other in the same neighborhood, and one person's asking much more than the other person. And it's not that way. When you buy bread, it's not that way. When you buy cars, it's not that way. When you buy things, it's generally not that way. Generally, there's a within a range, there's a certain set price. Metzius is that karka has such a unique metzius that there just is no set price for karka. The makar for the stipler brings, the stipler's in Bechairis, he's in the Sugya Vainoa, which is in Masechtas Bechairis, he says the makar to say that the reason there's no Einoa l'karkois is because of the Metzias, is the Lashon of our Gemara here in Bava Kama. Gemara's language, it says, Dover Hashove Kol Kesef. That's the expression of the Gemara. Dover Hashove Kol Kesef. Something that's worth any amount of money. What does it mean? Dover Hashava Kol Kesef. You wouldn't say that about a tape recorder. Someone charges 1.5 times the price, you wouldn't say a tape recorder is worth that price. You'd say he cheated you. By karka, there's this concept that it's Shava Kol Kesef. It's worth whatever people give for karka. It's a mitzvah of karka that it has a value. And the stipler says that from our Gemara you see that's the pshat in Oinoa. The karkais. What this explains, for example, by prusbul, you know that in order to be able to write a prusbul on someone's chayiv, that person has to own karka. The loiva has to own karka. If someone owes me money, I want to write a prusbul that Shemitah shouldn't be mishamit. What is a prusbul? I give the shtar to Bezdin. Since Bezna has the power to manayin, it's kiilu de mondayin already. That's only true if there's karka. The halacha is that if the loiva has one pruta of karka, it's enough. Even though the chayv is for $1,000, if the loiva owns a pruta of karka, that's good enough for a prusbul. Why? So there's a Rashbam. The Rashbam says this lashon because karka has no price. You can't set a price on karka. And as long as there's some karka, so we don't actually goiva. Bezna's not actually goiva the karka. But as long as there's some karka, since karka has no price, it really doesn't matter how much karka it is. So that idea, the stipler says, is this idea that karka has no set price. You can never say a set amount for karka. And since you can't say a set amount for karka, so all karka, there's no einoah by. So this is the stipler's mahalach. You understand Tosis according to that? Tosis 50% makes sense according to the stipler. Tosis says, up to 50%. So I think like the stipler makes a lot of sense. Because why 50% there is? Because mitamas, I mean, say karka, there are many prices, but at Hechem Adar, that's up to a certain point. Up to 50%, okay. If you hold more than 50, it's also that shver. But if you hold ein einoah l'karkois is gzeres hakasuv without a svara, just gzeres hakasuv, then what's pshat in Tosis? 50%, there is einoah. Make up your mind. Either the parasha veino applies or the parasha veino doesn't apply. It's very hard to say. So from Tosfos at least, it does seem like the Stipler that Einoi Noah Karkois is the part that there's no mitzias of Einoi by Karka. There's a second, there's a Rashbam in Bava Basra, Daf Samach Beis. The Gemara has the sugya of Domim Oidiyin. If you buy something and you get into an argument now, what was included in the sale? Let's say I buy a boat from someone. And now we have a disagreement. When I bought the boat and we made up a price and I gave you the money, did that include, I don't know, what would be in a boat? Did it include the life rafts? Did that include the furniture? What did it include? So it's a sugya that talks about, it's actually machlokes in the Gemara, if dami maidin, if you could look at the price. And the price, you could realize what he meant to buy. So the Rashbam there says, that you don't say dami maidin by karka. Because karka has no price. So it's very geschmack. You don't say dami maidin by karka. Karka has no price. That's the base, stipler's mahalach. The Rashbam sounds like the stipler. Probably the Tosfos argues there. But at least the Rashbam sounds like the stipler. That Einoi Noah Karkois is Shava Kol Kesef. It's worth whatever people pay for it. The only problem I would have with the stipler, I think in the Beis Lechem Yehuda, I believe he asked this kasha, here in Bar Gemara, is that there's a Ramban in Chumash. Ramban says that even though Einoi Noah Karkois, that means there are no dinei Einoi. If I bought a house from you and it turns out it's worth more, it's worth less, I can't go to bed. That's what means Einoi Noah Karkois. But Ramban says in Isser Einoi there is. Isser to do it, to cheat someone in the first place, Ramban says there is an Isser Einoi. It's just Einoi Noah Karkois means if I was cheated I can't go to Beis Din and make it a bitl mekach. By other things, if you charge me more than a sixth I could be mevatel the mekach, or exact sixth I could get my money back. By Karkois I can't get my money back. The Ramban says that Isser Einoi there is on Karka. It's still an aveira to knowingly cheat somebody by charging too much on Karka, or by charging too little on Karka. So that Ramban, I don't think it fits with the Stipler. I think the Shtim, this whole Stipler's Vart, is that Karka has no price. It's true, I have a house. I'm very comfortable in my house. I raise my family in my house. I'm living there all the years. Whatever the market value is, if you'd offer me, I'm not interested in selling. I don't want to sell my house. It's my house, that's where I live. I'm used to it, I'm used to it. If you want to get me to sell the house, you have to offer me a lot of money. If you'll offer me 1.5 times the value of my house, so I'll sell my house. That's Tosfos Sheet. That's the way the Stipler is explaining the Gemara. That Einoi Noah Karkois, it's a matzias that people don't want to, that people don't sell. It's a real price. But how do you explain the Ramban? Ramban says, but there is an Isser. I mean, there's an Isser. There is an Isser. What Isser? If the Vart is, that's the real price.
And it's a Tanaira.
Or to not tell him.
Yeah.
To do it without telling him, it's an Eitzara.
The Bible saying that, the disciple saying is that, the guy, he knows that this is what it's worth, and he's paying Taka worth, because to him it's worth more. His mom cheated him. It's something.
So then the Ramban would only be if he doesn't know. So that's how the Ramban's lashon is. If the Ramban's only talking with the other person is not aware of it, so it's a little easier to understand how. If the person is aware of it, then it wouldn't apply. If that's what the Ramban means. I think the Ramban's lashon is very bekitzer, right? Why? Says the Zeres HaKosuv, so the Ramban is saying that Zeres HaKosuv is only on the Dine Mominis of Einoi, but not on the Lav.
The Niyat is only on the.
It's only the people that come out of the lab.
Anyone
know?
Person knows about it. Muslim?
No, I know. The Gemara says unless you say Aminos, Meshein Lacha Olai Einoi. If So he's telling the Farish, I'm selling to you on the condition Shein lecha olay einoah, that you're not going to enforce dinei einoah. Then the Gemara says it's okay. Tesis sheet says even then it's only okay if you're mesupik, if it's einoah. If I do a business deal with you and I'm not sure, I could say, then the Gemara says I could say, I'm lecha shein lecha olay einoah. And the condition you won't enforce dinei einoah. That's mutter. But stamazai, the person knows it and he does it, he can laugh at you. Sichik pabayl. If you know someone's selling you something more than a sixth of the money at the price, and you want to buy it, you can buy it, and then go to Bezdin. Now the problem is, if it's over a sixth, Bezdin will be mevatel the mekach, so you don't get anything. But if it's exactly a sixth, he's charging you 20% too much, so Bezdin's not mevatel, they just get a refund for the 20%. You could do that. You could do such a thing. But, so this type is very geschmack, except this Ramban, I don't think it fits well with the Ramban, that Isura Ika. Well, there still is an Isser to sell somebody Karka by Noah. If that's the real price, if that's the Metzius of Karka that has no set price, so then it's very hard to, very difficult to understand. Unless, I guess, the Lord the Ramban means that you're fooling him, you're not telling him. Could be. I think I once mentioned to you I had somebody who was a broker. There was a piece of real estate in Flatbush that the owner died. The guy who inherited lives out of town. He called the broker and he said, "Get me $1 million for it." The broker found out it's worth money. It's worth 1.8 was the case. He asked me whether he can. He was willing to buy it for $1 million and turn it over for 1.8. Plus, he'd get his fee off the $1 million. So, and when he asked me, I was very misspoke. It's not somebody I know. He told me, "You should just know the person asking is not a rich person. I don't have money. I'll never have to have an opportunity to make $750,000 or $800,000 in 1 year again." And I just want to know. He asked me if it's mutter latzis yidei shemayim. If it's asa latzis yidei shemayim, he's not going to do it. That's what he told me. So there were two problems. One problem was the Ramban, and the other problem was it's more than 50%. 1.8. Is he going to go start off with the guy 1.2? He said, what? Self 1.5. He'll be happy to make 300,000 now. But, what? The broker's fee. Broker's fee is just peanuts compared to it. Maybe they'll make it over. Yeah. So I don't know the premier. He told me his name. I don't know who he is. But I told him that I think the Ramban has brought the Gillian of the Shulchan Aruch. I told him I was going to look into it and call him back. But I think the Gillian of the Shulchan Aruch the Ramban has brought. And then Tysus, they could do 150%. Also brought in the price. So I told him no. Certainly not. But all right. So that's this Taisus. I may not remember this that the Taisus on Aina, which is a sugi in Chayrus and a sugi above Metziah, but the Taisus says 50% is a Taisus above a Karma. You know, it's a trick to remember that and it's here. Okay, let's see back to Gemara. So back to the Gemara. Ella Amar Rabba Barula. Dabra Nikna Bekesef is Karka. Karka, I just realized, Avodim Ishtorais are like Karka, like the stipler. If you hold it's Xeris HaKosov, there's no way know about Karka, so Avodim Ishtorais Hukshul Karkois. But if you hold that it's not a Metzius of Ainah, Avodim also, Ishtorais also. Avodim I can hear, every Eved is unique. But Ishtorais, bonds, contracts, Why is it no Einar by Shtaris? It is Xeris HaKosav, I understand. But it's a Metzias that is no Einar by Shtaris. How does the Stifle explain that? I took a quick look at the Stifle, I have it here, but I don't think he talks about Shtaris. How does he explain Shtaris saying Lam Einar? He explains to Metzias, what's a Shtar? It's an IOU. Maybe also, every Shtar depends on who's the leiva, how trustworthy he is. But if he has karka, then it's for sure. Let me be worth more than the face value. If no one's ever going to pay you more, I don't think you need.
What's
not? It's down. It's $200. Someone owes me $200, so I have the bond that he owes me, and I sell it to you for $100. So I cheated you a sixth. I sold you the shtar for. Every shtar has a market value. Someone owes me money. If you have a bond that from the city owes you money, or even a person, if somebody owes me money and he wrote an IOU to me, so he owes me $100. He has to pay me in 2 weeks. I'm going to sell it. So no one's going to pay me $100 for it. He's going to get the money in 2 weeks, and he has a suffix that will get it. So there's a market for bonds. So how much that also fluctuates so wildly depending. It doesn't make so much sense. Well, it depends on the loiva, how trustworthy he is. I don't know. I mean, there's a bond market. There's a value. I mean, there's a real estate market also. We're saying there's no Einar, but it seems like shtaris doesn't fit so well. All right. So that's the sugya of Einar. We have it. We have these two things: the Indri Yishra and the style of the Ramban, and the case of shtaris. Hello, Maravashi. If what? Maybe we learn out from Karka. Yeah, but if we learn out from Karka, if Karka is Xeris HaKosov, then I understand Shtaris of Shul Karka is. But if Karka is a Svara, it's Hukshu, but it has to have a similarity in the reason. If the Karka has a reason, then we'd have to have a similarity in the reason. What? If it's a Xeris HaKosov, you can learn it out. But if it needs a Svara, I think it would need. All right, anyway, the Gemara tries another pshat, that it's Dover HaNikna B'Kesef. Why is Kesef called Shavakesef? Why is Karka called Shavakesef? Dover HaNikna B'Kesef, as you all know, Metaltalim are not nikna b'kesef, and karka is. But vayitein shver avad mishayis nami nikna b'kesef. So what do you mean shove kesef? Amar Ravashi shove kesef v'loy kesef v'ani kuli kesef nim. We had early on Dav Zayin that all metaltalim have a chashivas of kesef because they can be carried from one place to another. So therefore, when it says Shava Kesef, Aloy Kesef, it means Karka. It's a nickname for Karka, is Shava Kesef. So we're not changing Pshat. The Pshat is the same. The Mishnah is saying that Bezin is only Niskak to Karka. Why is it called Shava Kesef? Because of this reason. In fact, the Gemara. Tana. Rami Lai Rav Yehuda Barchinna Rav Huna Braid of Yeshua Tana Shava Kesef Lami Shei Bezin is Kokim El Lachasim Shei Shlom Achrayis. From our Gemara is saying that you can only want on Karka. But Tanya will learn that a Braisa Yashav Lurabi Shava Kesef Afil Asubin Zach Shver. How could you say only Tevea Karka? You can even be Tevea Asubin. So Gemara will answer Biyasni. So the Shach says he doesn't understand till we answer Biyasni, what was the Havamina all along? What was the whole Shach Levitari and the Gemara that the Gemara said you can only mourn on Karka? And the Gemara said, Kasha, oh, but there's a Pasik, Afilusubin. There's a Havamina that if someone's Mazik and he has no Karka, he's Patalagamri? That was the Havamina. That there's no Tashlumin only from Karka, period. Well, what was the whole Shach Levitariya? So Gemara asks, what do you mean? Yashlum Rabbi Shavik and Zevil Asubin. Meikara my Kasavra. What did the Gemara think till now? That you have a person who has no karka, he could go around and be mazik everybody? that it means only manayim from karka. So the Shach learns that avada or mazik has to pay. We knew that all along. The Gemara only was dealing with what bezdin could be teveya about karchach of the mazik. What could bezdin take if the mazik doesn't want to give it? That was the shaila till now. Why could Bezdin force him to pay? It's a question how Bezdin is Teveya. It's a Lashon. Lashon was Bezdin, ain't Bezdin niskakin elo in the Chazon HaChrayis. It means if the person doesn't want to pay, why could Bezdin force him to pay? So the Havamina was they can only force Karka. They could force Karka. If he has Metatl in the Karka, they could force him to pay Karka. So the Gemara, no. But Tanya, Yashlo Abishav Kesef, Elisubim. Even a person who has karka could pay metatlum too. And the Gemara accepts that. So our Gemara, Dr. Shach, is telling us that in the Seder Tashlumim, Bezdin has a Seder Demonai. Now if you go and pay on your own, you don't go to Bezdin, it's no problem. When you go to Bezdin, Bezdin is Teveya. What did I Teveya first? Dr. Shach, the Havamin was karka, the Maskon is metatlum. The Bezdin is Teveya Metaltalim first. We had the Shaila back on the Zion and Daf Tes. What do you pay? If you have Karka, you have Metaltalim. We paskin that Metaltalim is first. And the Shah says, that's Maskona Sugyan, that Metaltalim is first. Then when Bezdin comes to Manayin, if you have Karka, you have Metaltalim, they take Metaltalim first. Metaltalim is like money. Either Mishnah said Karka, Gemara will say that's b'diyasmi. If it's yisayim, you take karka. Normal case, you take metalim. As I state on the Gemara, my nafkamina. The Shach and Sma argue in the following shaila: a man owes money for nizikin. The Shulchan Aruch says seder haguvayna. The order in which you want things in is cash, metalim, karka. That's the Seder Guvayna. We passed in like Dav Zayin, that not like Rafunah and Dav Tes said you pay Karka first. But we passed in like Dav Zayin that you pay Kesef, Metatlum, Karka. First there's no cash, Metatlum first, Karka second. The Sma learns that it's up to the Mazik. The Mazik can pay whatever he wants. We assume that a Mazik would rather pay metatlum. Most human beings want to keep their real estate. And most human beings would rather pay metatlum. So that's the way we always talk about kesef, metatlum, karka. People protect their real estate first. Real estate is the... You play Monopoly? That's the way you do it. Give up all your cash. You don't give up your houses or your hotels, right? Your property you hold last. So when you play, it's not very different when you play Monopoly on the board and when people do it in the real world, it's the same game. And, you know, you hold on to it and you hope that you make money from it. So the Sma, Karka, is last because that's what a Mazik typically wants. If you have a Mazik who wants to pay Karka, the Kolakavod, he can pay Karka. And if the Nizik says, I want Metatlim, it's not up to the Nizik. The Sma holds, the Sma is in the beginning of Tafiyot Tes, that it's all up to the Mazik. And this idea that metaltalim tchila is only if the mazik wants it. If the mazik wants to pay karka, he can pay karka. The kesef is always first. Why is kesef always first? Well, by bachayv, kesef is first because stam das of a person is to get paid with kesef. But by nezikin, maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. We spoke about it when we learned Av Zayin. Yes, well, bye, Balchai, with some das, by the Zikin. I'm not sure. Let's look at Shulchan Aruch again. I remember we saw in Shulchan Aruch one explanation or another. But Al Kaponim, the Sma holds that it's up to the Mazik. The Mazik can pay Karka if he wants. The Shach says no. The Seder Guvayna is Dafka. And Metatlum have Kedima to Karka. Either side could say, I want Metatlum. The Talmud first, Karka second. And the Shach says that's our Gemara. Our Gemara is talking when you're forcing him to pay. Gemara, they haven't even thought you forced him to pay Karka. The Gemara says it's not so. Yashalu Rabbi Shavu Kesef Filasuvin. The Gemara says no. Metatlum go before Karka, and that's a maskana. Gemara answers, but he asked me. But by a normal case, the Shach Tain is that's our Gemara. The Gemara in the Havamina thought that was not going for Metatlum. Bichlal. I mean, so maybe the kasha is only, what's the kasha then? That, I mean, maybe the kasha is that if there's no karka, maybe you might not show the kesef. That's the kasha. Loshen, any business, kukim elos, mashem business, ativei metaltalim. So maybe they could be tavei metaltalim second. I think the reason the Shach doesn't want to learn that, maybe that's the way the Smat Taka learned the Gemara. The Shach doesn't want to learn that way, the Shach says, because if you're going to learn the Gemara all along held, that Bezin is only Tevei Karka, and never Metaltalim, then Mishain like Karka could be Mazik people. The only, if he doesn't own real estate, he can go be Mazik, he'll never have to, Bezin can never take anything away from him. I think that's why, that's the reason the Shach wants to learn Shach, that the Gemara is talking about the Seder Guvayna, rather than. But you're right, the Sma could be, he'll learn, that it's also something you come on eye from, but not necessarily first.
It's like a mashal like that, that you can collect from Tavlon by Hezek, that's why all the, in the Rav meant, if one argues back with this, you could collect, if the halach applies in the Skimami also. To have the shat that the Skimami doesn't apply to Tavlon, you can't collect from Tavlon.
You can never collect from Tavlon. Or you can't collect.
We'll field our friends are passing, but it's that good mouth and that miskin moment. So you can't collect the metatlin never.
But everyone has a free to have a metatlin. If he didn't sell it, I'm talking about he still has it, and that's what Shabuza. But that certainly can be to have a person from metatlin. I feel no glee about Taspe. Right? The person has to pay from everything. So to say that he never pays, that's hard.
So they're arguing on it.
Shach and Sma arguing where a person has karka metaltalim. Shulchan Aruch says metaltalim is first. Is that a din that metaltalim is first? Or is it a right the mazik has? That if the mazik wants, the assumption is he wants, he can pay karka first. He can pay metaltalim first. But if he wants, he can also pay karka first.
Uh-huh.
They're arguing that in the strange case where the malva wants to pay karka, and the not the leiva, but the nizik. The mazik wants to pay karka, the nizik. Wants to get metaltalim, which is the opposite of the way it usually is. If he could force it,
the magma just says tafka by malva. You mean just in order?
If you say that it's tafka by a malva, because tam daitai, they're arguing if it's tafka by a malva.
You mean tafka in the order? You're saying they're arguing, or they're arguing because you can affect it all metaltalim.
The hush pshat is that the shach is saying it's the order, and you just have to pay. If a person has the metaltalim, Yashal Rabbi Shavu Kesef, it has to be, at least it has to be in a case where you can argue if it's also true he has karka, but if that's all he has, it's certainly Yashal Rabbi Shavu Kesef, you have to pay Shavu Kesef. You can't get away from the Gemara that you pay Shavu Kesef. Now, the Gemara, Achim Amai, Eskin, Ibiyasmi, Tolim Eisayman, and the father died owing money, and he left money to the assignment. So we're saying now, and I mentioned last week, this is Dina de Gemara, that if a man dies and he leaves over a karka more than the value of the loan, so then you pay from the Yerusha, you sell the karka and you pay the loan. Or you give over the loan, the karka as payment for the loan. And if he has no karka, Dina de Gemara is, you're off the hook. Your father could die and leave them $10 million, but you're totally off the hook and you don't have to pay. Is that true? If you're typhus, it helps. Could you be typhus from Yasmi? There are two nukudas here. One is the din of Tashlumin of Yisayim, and one is the din of Tfisa. Let's talk about each one. First, about the din of Tashlumin. A man dies, he owes money, and the children are yarshining money, but not karka. So according to the din of the Gemara, the man loses his loan. He lent money, he's out of it, he loses his money. The Rif, the Rambam, and the Rush all bring a takanas ha-ga'inim. The Ga'inim said that even though according to the Gemara you only can buy Eifem Yisayimim if there's real estate. However, Tikinu Rabbana Lebal Chayiv Lugavais Menem Etatla Afilu Miyasmi. The Lamaisa of it is that you can manai bizman hazev, a man dies and he has a net balance in his real estate, so it's a tekanas d'rabbanan. He doesn't mention the gainim, the Rambam mentions tekanas ha-ga'inim, I believe that d'rabbanan m'sakin that you have to pay. So the Rosh b'shem Rabbeinu Ephraim, the tekanas ha-ga'inim is only by a loan. Someone will lend money, you come on from your Simon, or even from non-karka. But it's not true by Nezikin. By Nezikin, it's Dina Daraisa. A man owes money for Nezikin, and he dies, the children do not have to pay. That's Rabbeinu Ephraim Shita. Zakta Rosh, Nira Li, I don't agree. Nirali b'darisalalu mitatali kimik arkoi l'chol mili shibud. He says no, everything's mishubid, and that's the shita that I believe we pass on like in halacha, that a man owes money for anything, for the zikin or for chayvais, that the children have to pay as long as there's a net balance, with one exception, and that's roi. Something that's roi, you don't pay. What's roi? You remember from the pastor. It's roi and mursik. When a man dies, things he has are called mursik. He has them. And all the dinei Yerusha apply. Things that he's owed, someone owes him money, he doesn't have it, that's called roi. It's roi to come to him. But Yerusha, that's roi, first of all, the Bechar doesn't take Pishnayim in roi. And second of all, you don't have to pay chayvis. The karas ha-ga'inim is only on things that they're muzik in, on things that are only roi. I believe that there's no din of takanas ha-ga'inim. So that's basically the takana. The gemara ends up only karka, and the halacha ends up even mitafil. Mishnah Melech brings a ma'isa. The Mishnah Melech is in Hilchis Mil Malva, beginning of Parakhaf Aleph, the paragraph that begins with the word Shaila. Shaila. Maisa happened. He was a Yid by the name of Moshe, who was a Laiva. And Rabbi Yitzchak was his Malva. So Rabbi Yitzchak lent to Ramesha money. And this Ramesha was traveling, and he disappeared. Sometimes happens when you owe money, right? He owed him 100, whatever it was, 100 zuz, and he disappeared. So this Rabbi Yitzchak went to look for him. He tracked him down to a certain city, and he couldn't find him, but he found that he had been in that city. And some people in the city offered to pay him the chayv. And he said, it was very strange, there were people offering to pay him 150 zuz. He's looking for this Ramosha. Why are you looking for him? He owes me 100 zuz. Some people are willing to give him 150 zuz that he should go away. So he understood that this Ramosha had been killed by someone in the city and they were protecting him. But somehow somebody killed him, and the people in the city didn't want trouble. They were trying to hide it. And they were willing to give him 150 zuz. He should just bug off. So he didn't take the money. And he went to the children, and he told the children that there's something going on here. So the children came to the city, Taka, and the people in the city made an agreement with the children to sort of buy off their silence. They shouldn't make a tumult, they shouldn't go to the government. So they settled, they gave what the Mishnah calls Kaifer Nefesh, they gave 300 zuz to the Yisayimim, and 100 zuz to the Sevi Yitzchak, that they should leave him alone. They shouldn't bother them. I don't think I was murdered or it was an accidental death. He doesn't go into the description of the death. But that was the Maisa Shahaya. The people in the city that wanted the whole thing to quiet down, they gave 300 zuz to the Yisayimim and 100 zuz to this Yitzchak, this Baal Chayiv. Afterwards, the Yisayimim took this Rabbi Yitzchak to it entire, to the Mishloach Melech. They said, the 100 zuz that they gave you, we want back. Why did they give you 100 zuz? They didn't give everybody 100 zuz. They gave you 100 zuz to pay the chayiv of our father. But we're not mechayiv to pay his chayiv. He didn't leave any Yerushin. He didn't leave any money. We're not mechayiv to pay his chayiv. And this 100 zuz, even though you'll tell me that this 100 zuz is sort of from him, I don't know how we'd be done this, but even that's only Roy. When Shasi died, even in Tinsel Lehman, 100 zuz is something, but it's only Roy. It's not something that he ever owned. And they tied it that the 100 zuz that was paid to you, it's really shared to us. The part is that the people in the city were willing to pay $400 to keep it quiet. So they gave you 100 to settle the chayiv. But, So the Mishnah Lamelech was asked to pask in the Shaira. So Mishnah Lamelech was Mechadish. That there is a mitzvah for Yisayimim to pay up the chayv of their father. Lotis Yidei Shemayim, there's a mitzvah lefraya, aliyasmi lefraya chayv aviyah. Lotis Yidei Shemayim, there's such a mitzvah. Does that mitzvah help here? They don't want to do the mitzvah. So he brings the Rashi from the Tzadik Aleph of Kom Leib D'Rabba Minei. The Rashi we mentioned last week, that by Kom Leib D'Rabba Minei, if someone's mazik you on Shabbos, and you can't be tevei a moment from him. But Rashi says he's still chayiv to pay Latis Yidei Shemayim. Rashi says whenever you're chayiv to pay Latis Yidei Shemayim, tfisa helps. You can grab. So after Mishnah Lamelech, any time, it's not on Rashi said if I come later, Rabbi Minei. But any time you chayiv Latis Yidei Shemayim, tfisa helps. And since you say him have a mitzvah, lefraya chayiv aviyem, so tfisa helps. So afilu the yisayimim are right. They only paid. Let's say they're right. You can argue on that too. Let's say they're right that they only paid Rabbi Yitzchak this 100 zuz to pay the father's chayiv, and it's money that's shayah to them. But once this Rabbi Yitzchak was tevei, so tfisa helps. The first 100 wasn't just to keep him quiet. It was to keep him quiet for the chayiv. They paid the chayiv to keep him quiet. No, the Yisayim said it is going to the chayiv. They just tying it that we're not mechayiv to pay the chayiv, so we want it back.
Right, so meaning the Yisayim are saying that it's really just to keep him quiet.
No, they're saying it's really for the chayiv. The Yisayim's tying is that this was paid for the chayiv, but we paid by mistake. We should really take it back. So the... this is what the Mishnah Lamelech said.
Can they count people what they intended?
What?
Why can't they count people what they intended?
Well, the Mishnah Lamelech is saying that even worst case scenario, if they meant to keep him quiet, he zichah could keep the money. But even worst case scenario, if they meant to pay up the chayiv, even in such a case, you also could keep the money because tefisa helps every time. It's chayiv latzis yidei shemayim. So in the back, there's a Pirish Metzapa Eson. And he says that the Mishnah Lamelech is shver from this Gemara. Look at the last lines of the Gemara. The Gemara said, Biyasmi. I Biyasmi Ema Sefer. It's talking about Yisayimim. Look what it says in the Sefer. In Kodam Nizik V'Tofes Metatlam Bezen Goy V'Loy Mehen. If the person was Tofes Metatlam, you could keep it. Ibidi Asmi Am I Bezen Goy V'Loy Mehen. If it's Yisayimim, Tvisa doesn't help. Mefurish HaGemara, not like the Mishnah Melech. It's Mefurish HaGemara, not like Mishlo Melech. Mishlo Melech says that Tfisa helps because Mithla Freya Chayv Aviyem.
The Gemara here is talking about without Takana.
Without the Takana, even Tfisa doesn't help.
I mean,
before the Gainim.
It
wasn't told about Yasni. Where? Yeah, but there it's a really a chiv to pay. It's the guy himself, not Yasni.
But here's also a chiv.
See the guy in there. Oh, but there's none because it's Roy.
Therefore, they can't. The Bezek can't enforce it for that reason.
But the kasha is that Roy bisman hazeh and metaltalim bisman hagemara should be the same. No. Something that was Roy. The guy in the Gemara was talking. You tell them the time of the Gemara, they're both things that you can't force them to pay. So Shailas does Tvisa help is Manazan Roy, and then I'm a Tathalim. So since Tvisa doesn't help, I'm a Tathalim then, it shouldn't help now on Roy. That's what it means there.
What do we Tvisa and a Tathalim then they don't work because there was no Chiv in the first place?
Right. Even though it's a mitzvah l'freya chayav
we should compare chutz miray is that it's on a case where it was mishub they benefited of the chiyah but they couldn't take it away. For example, the first case anymore.
But not Yasni.
Not Yasni.
The first case hakashver. Why in the first case
that's
should
right.
No, but in the first case tfisa helps because the first case is a case where he's zicha owes him the money and he's alive. And for some reason the Gemara had to have Amina that you can't force him to pay metaltalim, so there Tfisa helps. Because there the Zichra Chai.
Zichra Chai, but then can't enforce it. Here also, if you go in the Zichra Chai, but when we said Chosarai, you can't enforce it.
So how is it right Tfisa doesn't help?
Yes, but Tfisa should help.
So when the Gemara asks Ibidi Asmi, why does Tfisa help? What does the Gemara mean? Gemara says, Ibidi Asmi, I'm a safe, I'm calling Zichra doesn't help, I'm going to go to the
Gemara. For the Gemara.
But before the Gainim, but the Chayiv Latzis Yidei Shemayim. Even before the Gainim, they are Chayiv to pay Latzis Yidei Shemayim. So why doesn't Tfisa help? If you have Tfisa helps Latzis Yidei Shemayim, every, like the Mishnah Melech, and every Latzis Yidei Shemayim.
I don't
know why the Mishnah Melech has
to come
up
to Yidei Shemayim. What? The Mishnah Melech
But in Mishnah Melech is saying it seems to be shvam. Mishnah Melech is saying that when you chayv latzis yidei shemayim, tfisa helps. It's not shvam on the Rashi by kam leiv derab minayis. We already spoke about that. There's a hesber. The kam leiv derab minayis is only a din in hagas bezdin. It's not a din in the chiyav be'etza. But on Yasni, the Gemara seems to be a steer. The Knafesim doesn't have a teretz. He has a long arichus, but he does not have a teretz. So stuff. Amar Gemara seems that by Yisayim, when you don't have to pay, Tfisa doesn't help either. Tfisa doesn't help. Yeah. Okay, so it's a rare case. It's only a case of Roy. It's not so shliach to have cases of Roy, but. Okay. Another small piece of Gemara, Bifnei Bezdin. Prat lemeichin nechasa v'akachayuch lebezdin. Could that be? A person knows he's going to owe money in Bezdin, just sell all his nechasim. Shvarmin olai v'omachin nechasa v'akachbol lebezdin. Bezdin gaidu my mehen. Hell. People do it today. People know they're being sued in court. They quickly get rid of all the nechassim. They change it into someone else's name. So the Gemara says it can't work. How can it work? Right before you go to Bezdin, you get everything out of your name. So it can't mean, b'fnei Bezdin, that you have to have your money when you're staying in front of Bezdin. Ella prat lebezdin hedyaitais. Right, this is already a sugya. Later in the Masechta, we're going to spend a little bit of time on it, because the very important ideas of the din of bezdin shel hedyaitis. The reason it's important is because today we only have batei dinim shel hedyaitis. All we have today is bezdin shel hedyaitis. Means bezdin doesn't have the original smicha. And we, if you learned it later in the Masechta, we're not done today, not dina knosis, and what else? And not dover, what? That's not shriach, right? Something that's not shriach, or aimed by hefsid, that's really not knosis. Someday the person has no loss, and anything that's not shriach. We're not done dinim that are not shriach in the bezin shachadiaitis. There's a question, Simon Aleph, Sif Aleph, I believe, or maybe Sif Beis, and Shulchan Aruch about Eish and Bar. If we don these dinim bizman hazeh, so machlokes there, and in part, it's even though it's a tiny gemara and the taisis prat lebez and the adyaitis, but I think two ktsais and ktsais gimel and ktsais zayin that are mechiach from our sugya in the shaila of how to paskin by moningain. First of all, by eshvabar. Shlachayra seems to be a shtaka raya from our taisis, not like the shach there. And the other shaila about dinei knosis being whether tisa helfei dinei knosis. These two inyonim we're going to deal with tomorrow. So I think the shach you'll see right away on bar and eish. It may not have the ktsais, it may not be gimel, but it's the ktsais right there from Narat. He brings from our taisis, and then ktsais zayin goes on a second shaila. Also brings a rag from our Gemara, so that's on the agenda for tomorrow. But since this whole Gemara is only three lines, we're going to start the next Gemara as well. So.